Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And that's just real. At the center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline.
If you want to be happy, you have to love yourself, which means you have to discipline your behavior.
Self-discipline is the center of all material success. You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
So if you want to have a conviction for something, you have to sign up to be inconvenienced. We're trying to find convictions and passion and breakthrough on the inside of our box. But when you realize that the box doesn't even exist, everything is possible. What if you do? What if the God that we call God, the divine, whatever your faith is, what if there's no partial? It's not going to give me a hookup and not give you one. It's not going to give me an opportunity and not give you one. I'm just going to go after it. If I die, I'm down the treadmill, like Wilson said. I'm going to be on the treadmill running. You know, I'm just not going to stop because I believe all things are available to us. I'm just going to go after them. Are you willing? And then that is so disruptive because then you got to make a decision.
Being grateful is such a powerful thing. And it's hard to be angry or upset when you're living in gratitude. It's hard to be frustrated, mad, or resentful, or any negative energy when you come in from a voice of gratitude. But when we are guarded or put on a persona or we try to look perfect all the time, we get caught in perfection prison and we are trapped by this perfectionism, this approach, which also holds us back from ever launching something, from ever putting something out there, putting our music, our art, because it needs to be perfect. And so a lot of people don't create or put it out there because it's not ready. It's never ready for them.
People have a tendency to care more about what other people are thinking about them than what their soul wants. And so they live from, what is so-and-so going to think of me? What's my mother going to think of me? What's the society going to think of me? Living in a paradigm of scarcity and lack, you tear people down. If you're living in a paradigm of abundance and opulence, there's enough for everybody, you cheer people on. So your success makes me happy.
You're trying to do four things. You're trying to protect, prove, hide, defend. If you wake up every day and say, I have nothing to protect, I have nothing to prove, I have nothing to hide, I have nothing to defend. Now, who do I choose to be? See, we're not supposed to tuck our dreams in on the pillow when we get up in the morning. We're not supposed to leave them at home. And go and fulfill somebody else's dream. We're not supposed to do that. That's not what we're wired to do. That's not who we are. Your human spirit doesn't care about the economy. The human spirit doesn't care what's happened to your family. The human spirit doesn't care about the past. Or your family may have been broke, or you may have been betrayed, or you may have a divorce. Your human spirit doesn't care about any of that. Your human spirit simply says, what's our command for tomorrow?
There's two voices that we all have. There's a first voice that tells you the next step, and it can only tell you the next step. So this first voice, that voice that we hear in our body, what will I also become if I'm willing to make a mess? But also, it's my calling. It's something in me that says, I need to do this. So that's the first voice. But we've trained ourselves to ignore this voice and listen to the second.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
That I believe is a collection of the average society.
It starts with a willingness to persist long after it's boring. It starts with the ability to think about those people that you really want to serve when you're scared and have no idea how you're going to pull it off. But you chose to believe that you could do it. You chose to believe that. And because you chose to believe that, you were able to achieve excellence.
And inside, everyone has a destiny, bright, beautiful destiny. The soul is calling us to be great beings, to be great lights, to live fully. And oftentimes people will dim their light in order to fit into someone else's paradigm and end up with crisis, end up with disease, end up with prolonged sadness.
It's not keeping score, your brain is keeping score, because your brain is designed to keep you safe. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you gotta just listen to your soul.
To recognize that it doesn't have to be pinned to some great external thing that happens, because a lot of times these external things that happen, there's so much buildup, and when they happen, there's that moment, but then there's also the letdown that comes at the end of it, because you've been working towards it, singularly focused on it, and then there's this lull that comes. Really, so much of what's available to us just happens in the quiet in-between moments.
The ones you get out of your mind or become aware that people are going to talk about you either way, and at the end of the day, you are different because you work for it. That you going for it actually brings out latent powers and gifts and talents within you that can't come to bloom unless you go for it.
One way or another, we got to get to that state where we just really love our lives, love each other, and enjoy this thing. You know, so many people are living in a hell. Like, this beautiful world is hell for them. They're suffering. No matter where they go, they got to bring themselves with them. And if you're that person, it doesn't matter. It's hell anyways. Like, let it burn. But when you love it, and you really love it, then it's a different thing.
I believe you are purpose. I believe you are purpose. You're created for a purpose. Like, we know the statistics, like a 0% chance of you being you. You are that. So when you operate from there, it gives you that confidence that I am that. It's not something I've searched for. You can take your life wherever you want to take it.
When you're going for a goal, it's not just achieving the goal. It's actually who are you becoming. And then when you're becoming, you have a different vibration.
So it is crucially important that we do enjoy ourselves. We've got to. Otherwise, like, what's our motivation? What's our motivation to do anything if we don't love it?